need to bring my own.
Some clothes. No, these are not, are they? Hello? I mean, do we need this on? We're pretty tight, eh? How's everyone doing? Good.
How you guys doing?
Good.
You guys look bored. How long have you been waiting for?
A minute.
Okay, we can get started. Thanks everyone for coming to our second press conference before we head to Ottawa. I'll kick it off, Marco. How are you feeling? Had a feel of trip to Ottawa?
We feel good. We feel excited. We had a good week of training. And it looks like there's going to be a big crowd over there as well. So we're just looking forward to another exciting game.
Daniel Carver for International Sports. Obviously, the team yesterday announced that Amanda West, unfortunately, couldn't make the team. I was wondering if you can give us a bit more comment between the injury happened, training practice, and what's going to happen.
Yeah, Amanda was with us for about a week before it happened. It was during a family game. It was a play with no contact, and she just stepped awkwardly, like most ACLs happen. And we were in talks with Houston. We decided the best thing was for her to go back and do the surgery and rehab there. And hopefully, at some point in the future, she'll be back with us.
And then, obviously, the team has, before Amanda coming to Emma, there was 24 players out of 20. And of the league, we'll only have until 25 players. I'm not sure how the league is looking right now since it's the inaugural season. Can we expect any other signings for the team?
I mean, we're always keeping our options open, and we look at players here, obviously in League One and in Ontario and domestically in Canada, but nothing yet. You guys don't know if something's confirmed.
Coach, obviously sample size because it's only one game that you played, but what have you learned from that experience in the first game that you think you can improve on going to the second game?
Well, I think. I don't think we'll be feeling the same nerves as we did in the first game. I think that was all very new for most of us, including myself. And I think that part will be a lot better moving forward, which I think really affected us, especially in the first 20-25 minutes of the game. After that, we got used to the atmosphere, we got used to the crowd and everything. So I think that was probably the biggest thing. And like you say, it's a very small sample size, so. We're going to have to look at blocks or at least 4 or 5 games before we come to any other conclusions.
Going through the films over the week, have you seen any defensive deficiencies that you think maybe you need to address better going forward?
Well, to be fair, we didn't allow too many chances in that game. The style that we play and how much we want to dominate the ball obviously leaves us a little exposed in transition sometimes because we do want to have the ball higher up the field, and we understand that carries some risk with it because there is spacing behind. But that's how we want to play. That's the risk we're willing to take because we want to have the ball. So our transitions need to be done well, and something we work on daily.
Coach, I was able to attend the first conference. My name is Mahid Latan with Footy Scoops in the Six. First, I want to say congratulations on being a coach of this historic club. So. Congrats to that. First road trip out the gate. Do you, as far as the time frame wise, travel wise, do you use that time any sort of bonding, or you kind of just leave the team to them to their own sort of thoughts and yourself to your thoughts?
I mean, I think we're bonding enough every day, so we're together all the time. I think. I mean, the girls can talk about that a little bit as well, but we have a great chemistry here going. The trip is relatively short. We leave tomorrow, mm-hmm. and we're back the next day, so there's not too much time, but I guess there will be some bonding on the bus.
Okay.
Any comments on that?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. This is a fantastic group of girls. We're all really close. Majority live at the team housing facility, at the team housing condos, but like we've all found a way to, on our off days, still get together, hang out. I mean, I've been a part of a lot of teams, and I really enjoy being around these people. That includes staff, front office. Everyone's fantastic here, and I think you're going to see that more as the season goes on with how we how we're playing and everything like that. I think you're going to see it on the pitch as well. So.
And our sporting director is there, so she had to stay. She had to include the front office. And,
for a new team, Victoria, obviously, it was the first round of games, and I guess, as Marcus said, last game was all about nerves. Can you talk about those nerves and going forward into the next game?
Yeah, I think, especially making history in that day, just being bigger than us, everyone's going to have nerves, and I think moving forward, they're obviously going to dwindle just a little bit, but like, I think, yeah, what Marco said, the first 20 minutes, we were just a little nervous, but as you can see, as we built into the game, like, we felt more like ourselves, and I think going through the season, like, you're going to see a lot more of that.
Robin Glover of Rocket Robin Soccer in Toronto. I know this is looking ahead, or well ahead, but I'm thinking of when there's international dates, and so some player, or some, you'd think, maybe there's not players on the Canadian national team that are with you, or some marginally are, but there's some players that are playing for teams that, when they have like a pre-qualifier, like, not making fun of St. Kitts and Nevis, but poor Chloe, is to say, I want to go, my grandfather was on that team. Is there any, like, openings that say, okay, go on, or is there, like, tight control about this? Every weekend there's a game, but are there going to be, like, the players that go, like, the Philippines backup goalie, who's from here, will they be allowed to go, or they'll just say, no, you better stay to keep your job? This was the year Canada's always had problems. Jim Brennan, when he ever left the Canadian team, he didn't know if he'd get back on his English team. So, any idea?
Well, there are official FIFA windows in which we, as clubs, we don't have a lot of choice, and we have to release players. The pre-qualifiers you talk about, it's, we decide on case-by-case basis what's best for the player and also what's best for the club.
Okay.
Victoria, you're going to be facing up against Desiree Scott. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be playing up against Desi again. I played with her when I was at Kansas City Current, and it's funny because she doesn't like me saying this, but I had a poster of her in my bedroom growing up, so when I first told her, she's like, why are you telling me that? Like, you're really aging me here. But I learned a lot from her. She's a fantastic player. Not only what she's done for the women's game, but also just the sport in general. She's a fantastic person, fantastic player, a really good captain. And she'll definitely be a challenge, but I think with what we're doing here, we'll be able to get past her and the rest of Ottawa.
I want to ask, like, it's obviously one game that you lost, and it's a long season. What's the message between you guys to make sure that you keep that behind you and you focus on what's coming, because, you know, you have 5-6 more months to go and more games to play, and you don't get discouraged because of one result. What's that way? What's motivation?
Is that for me or for them?
All of you. Like, I want to hear how you approach.
Well, I can give you a coach's perspective, and then girls can talk about from a player's perspective. Well, we're not gonna overreact over one game, regardless of the result. We always evaluate it objectively, look at the video, look at some of the stats and parameters there. We look at, you know, again, how we feel about the performance objectively versus just the outcome. Usually when you win, everything is great. When you lose, everything is poor. But usually the truth is somewhere in between. So we evaluated the game, we looked at it objectively, we obviously corrected some of the things that went wrong in that game, we also emphasized some of the things that went well, and we move on. So like you say, it's a long season, win or lose, one game doesn't really show or decide anything.
Yeah, kind of what Marco said, like, one game doesn't define us, every game is a learning opportunity, and I think moving forward, kind of like what I said earlier, is like, we're going to grow into who we are and like our identity, and every game is going to get better.
Any other injury concerns
after a week or so?
Well, just once from before. Yeah. We spoke about Maya Jones is unavailable, so is Jade Kovacevic and Leah. So those are the three, along with Amanda, that are not available and that won't be on the roster for this one.
Actually, extending after you said it's four injuries out of the seven strikers you have for the team. Are you prepared for the first bit of the season? How do you have a good day?
I mean, I'm sure every team has injuries. It's a bit unfortunate that they're all in the same position, like you said, or it's all attacking players, but we still feel that what we have more than enough to score goals, to create, so we'll be all right, and we're just hoping those goals will be back as soon as possible.
Can we have an expectancy of your days for match match?
Sure. So Jade is somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks away. So is Leah. And then with Maya Jones, it's still not clear, but probably at least that time frame.
I wonder if your question, what are you most looking forward to, like, the Olympics again, playing that team for the first time?
I'm excited for the atmosphere. BMO was electric, and again, I know a lot of fans are going to be in Ottawa too, so that atmosphere again is going to be amazing.
I guess extending back to Ottawa. You're going to be the only team that will face two teams that never played before in the NHL. So I'm prepared for a team that has depth. Can you say that Ottawa has, like, a, let's call it, an advantage?
For sure. I mean, schedule-wise, they do have an advantage because they've seen us play and we haven't seen them play. We obviously look at the individual players and we scouted that, a little bit of the coach as well and some of our previous work, just like we did in Montreal. But actually seeing them play, we haven't. And yeah, you can say that they have a bit of an advantage when it comes to that.
Going back to what you said there, Nikki, about the historic day at BMO Field, now that kind of occasion has gone, has it really kind of sunk in the impact you guys have had on some of the younger players that you guys saw? And I want to commend you ladies as well for taking the time to kind of stop and sign and do pitch and all the rest of it after the match. I thought that was amazing because we saw the impact on the outside of what that meant to some of the young players. Have you guys kind of, has it kind of sunk in for you guys as well? Have you seen some of the reactions on the socials?
Yeah, I saw a lot of videos, saw a lot of TikTok videos. I would say, like, yeah, at the end of the game, just going around and, like, everyone wanting your autograph or, like, just seeing people wanting to take pictures of us. Like, I've personally never done it that long around the stadium before, so I was like, wow, this is, like, really special for everyone. And, like, I was just excited to do it. And, like, I just couldn't say no to anyone.
Yeah, I think we all understand, like, the magnitude of this league and of our responsibility as players in paving the pathway for future Canadian female soccer players. So, yeah, it's a huge honor to have been able to have played in front of such an incredible crowd, and we're hoping to continue to get that fan base here at York. But, yeah, I mean, it's such a surreal feeling. It's hard to put into words because, I mean, we're creating history, and it's never been done before, so it's kind of like... It's very new, but it's very, very exciting. So,
this is why Vic missed the press conference, because she was signing autographs.
Just thinking of, like, you only get to do this once when there's a new team, and that's to choose the numbers that you're going to wear. So was it, like, first sign, first choice of numbers, or is it something to say, well, my... you know, this is my birthday or something like that, of how you got to choose and why did you choose the numbers that you did, or is that all that was left? So, players.
Well, my number is special because my older brother Dylan had passed away a couple years ago, and he was born in 1994, and he was someone that always supported me and my soccer journey, and he always believed in me. So I guess it was kind of like an ode to him. I just wanted to honor him because, again, like, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for him and the rest of my family. So it was funny, though. Originally, I had, like, 99, and everyone's like, oh, like, and I was in the NWSL, and they're like, oh, like, Wayne Gretzky, like, Canadian? And I was like, oh, I just wanted 9, but I doubled it. So, but that's what the story behind my number.
Great.
The story behind my number is the first time that I wore the jersey for the youth team, that was my number, and then I just kept with it all throughout college and through now. It's not as, like, sentimental as yours, but I just really like that number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you all. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you in Ottawa. You guys like kind of in track, but.
Not yet.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, we'll be playing them a good bit. So.
Yeah.